New Prince George Valmont Conservative MLA Rosalind Byrd was one of 13 party members who signed a letter to their leader demanding one of their caucus colleagues apologize to the former vice chair of the Vancouver Police Board. The letter to Conservative leader John Rusted, dated November 29, was posted to X, formerly Twitter, by former BC Liberal MLA and radio host Jas Johal on December 5. The MLAs wrote that they were dismayed that South Surrey MLA Eleanor Sturco told the CBC that she was in favor of the resignation of Comfort Sakoma Fadubaugh from the VPB. In a November 23 CBC article, the organization reported that screenshots of social media posts made by Sakoma Fadubaugh had questioned the hosting of Diwali celebrations at schools, criticized mass immigration and gender transitions, and expressed concern about the values of a religion other than Christianity becoming dominant in Canada. She told the CBC that the screenshots did not accurately capture the whole conversation that was going on and apologized for causing harm. In that same article, Sturco said Sakoma Fadugba's comments had eroded public trust with the police. The letter from Conservative MLAs to Rusted said that under his leadership, the party has consistently denounced cancel culture and stood up for freedom of expression and religion as well as parental rights. We were therefore dismayed to learn that in an interview with CBC News, Ms. Sturco endorsed the resignation on the basis that these views were offensive and undermined trust in police, the letter said. To restore confidence in these core values, the MLAs ask that Rusted ask Sturco to offer Sakoma Fadubaugh a written apology and encourage the VPB to reconcile with her. Should Sturco resign, they ask that Rusted apologize to Sakoma Fadubaugh on behalf of the party's caucus. They also ask that the matter be discussed at the next caucus meeting. Reached by text message on Friday, Byrd told the Citizen that the Conservative Party does not discuss caucus business publicly. She said she and her fellow caucus members were focused on addressing issues like cost of living, health care, and crime, and that her personal priority is learning about her role as citizen services critic as well as ensuring the training of her constituency office staff. Other MLAs from Northern BC signing the letter were Sharon Hartwell from Bulkley Valley Stikine and Jordan Keeley from Peace River North. Prince George North Cariboo Conservative MLA Sheldon Clare did not sign the letter but was CCED as the party's deputy whip. Prince George Mackenzie Conservative MLA Keel Giddens did not sign the letter.